Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Leadership in North Korea has made an unexpected announcement. That story now from Mike Grazia.
It's another sign of thawing relations on the Korean Peninsula. North Korea says through its official Korean Central News Agency that it has suspended nuclear and long-range missile tests and it plans to close its nuclear test site. The decisions were made in a meeting of the ruling party's full central committee. The North says it is shifting its national focus to improving its economy. The announcement came just days ahead of a rare summit between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in. I'm Mike Grazia.
In a message on Twitter, President Trump said, "Big progress. Look forward to our summit." A high school student in the southeastern U.S. state of Florida shot and wounded a classmate on Friday. Same day, thousands of students across the country walked out of class to mark a high school massacre nearly two decades before. Armed police entered the classroom in Ocala, Florida on Friday, where the shooting took place.
Everybody put your hands up.
Everybody keep your hands up. Just keep your hands up.
You're safe. Everything is fine.
The local sheriff's department said the suspected shooter is in custody. On February 14th, 17 people died during a massacre at another Florida school. UN Refugee Agency reporting the first group of 53 Sudanese refugees living in Chad have returned to their homes. They fled North Darfur more than a decade ago. UNHCR says the country's situation, the security in Darfur, has greatly improved since February of 2003 when rebel groups in the region began fighting the government of Sudan. This is VOA News. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says the United States inquired about Moscow's positions in Syria prior to last week's U.S. allied airstrikes and avoided those areas. The strikes against the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad were in reaction to suspected chemical attacks on the town of Douma that left at least 40 dead. Meantime, the United Nations spokesman Stefan Dujarric says talks are taking place in the Syrian capital to arrange security to allow inspectors to visit Douma. Earlier, a UN security team touring the sites of the alleged attack were shot at and suffered a blast. Dujarric spoke to reporters about whether another reconnaissance mission is planned.
Things are being taken one step at a time. I think you could understand that due to the volatility of the situation, the dangers involved, we don't want to telegraph what will happen. But the discussions and planning is ongoing.
Some weapons experts and U.S. officials have also expressed concern about the attack site being compromised, making it difficult for investigators to determine the origin of the chemicals. Both Syria and Russia said the attack was staged. President Trump has accused former FBI Director James Comey of ruining former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's life with profiting financially of Flynn's expense in a newly published book. Mr. Trump denounced Comey on Twitter after memos he wrote following several meetings last year with President Trump were disclosed. Tim McGuire takes a look.
Former FBI Director James Comey began keeping memos of his meetings with President Trump and others shortly after Trump took office. In one, Comey writes that Trump said Russian President Vladimir Putin told him, quote, "We have some of the most beautiful hookers in the world." The former director says Trump didn't say when Putin told him that. In the 15 pages of the memos obtained by the Associated Press after the Justice Department handed them over to Congress, Comey wrote that during a private White House dinner in January of last year, Trump asked him for his loyalty while also expressing concern about then National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's judgment. Tim McGuire, Washington.
China has made a series of market-opening pledges over the past week, but analysts say these moves are unlikely to help Beijing and Washington take any steps toward resolving their differences or advancing negotiations. Beijing also addressed a key concern of President Trump's pledging to significantly cut 25% tariffs on auto imports. Much of the tension between Beijing and Washington began when President Trump recently announced import tariffs on steel and aluminum. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.